Everybody we ask listens to one radio station.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
So what's your favorite station?
Considering metal roofing for your next project? A&E Metal Roofing Supply can help. The official metal roofing supplier of Classic Country Mornings. Online at aemetalroofing.com.
6:25 on this Tuesday morning, Tuesday, January 20, 2026. Coach and friends, it's part of your Classic Country Morning on Classic Country 90.9. Our Classic Country Morning start every morning at 5:30 with Classic Country Sunrise. 30 minutes of good gospel music to start your day. Coach and friends, 6 to 8, three-point stance, 8 to 10. All of it together, your Classic Country Morning right here on Classic Country 90.9. And outside our First Bank Alabama studios, 28.9 degrees is where we find ourselves this morning. Coach Heron, Short, Brandon Johnson in the house with us this morning, and Short's got on new shoes.
I do. Bone Z, 26 Bone Z's.
Now, what is the 26 significant? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Some kind of significance.
Some kind of name for them. I thought
that's the name of the shoe. 26 Bone Z's.
And it's got bone and then Z, 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 Z.
Yeah.
Like bones.
So it's kind of looks like a Hey Dude kind of shoe.
It does.
But it's got some fur lining in it.
It does.
And the sole is much more.
Yeah, a lot more stable.
A lot more sole to it.
Yeah. It's got a good arch support. It does. Very good arch support.
Okay. The inside's kind of like a house shoe.
Yeah, it
kind
is.
Kind of that fuzzy.
And that's the way probably some people wear them, but not me. I don't need it. Something's warm, I wore them, so that's
right.
Perfect this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's what you needed. You got to answer for some of that.
The number 26.
On that shoe.
Refers to the specific, I can't say that word.
Specific.
Specific count.
The Pacific count.
There's words I can't say, I promise you. He knows it.
The Pacific count, 26.
I get hung up. I'll be teaching on Wednesday night at church and get to that word and just skip it.
Specific.
He'll just say, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Specific count of individual human bone
in the foot
found in each human foot.
26 bones in the foot.
What does that have to
be? There you go. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And they're 26 bones. That's the name of the shoe. Mm-hmm. The brand.
Yes, 26 bones.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Did you know that 25% of the bones in the feet account for roughly 25% of all the bones in the entire human body?
There's a lot of bones in your foot.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them bigger than others, and some of us.
Yeah, exactly right. Especially in the toes.
That's what I'm saying. Have you ever seen his toe?
No, Coach.
Show him, Short. You talking about mine?
Yes. Show him that bird toe.
I thought you was talking about our boy.
No, I'm talking about you, Short.
Oh.
Ain't nobody got that toe. No, I'm not. Napper's got less bones. Napper's got a foot, ain't got 25 bones.
It sticks up more.
Coach.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not shooting a bird, really, but.
Does it not hurt sometimes when you, if you're in a.
Different kind of shoes.
Trying to slow down real quick?
No, I use it now.
Okay.
I learned, and my nail actually turns won't get long. It grows that way.
Turns under the toe.
You know, as a listener, it's interesting in here. Golly. Good.
Isn't it amazing?
Golly, Coach.
When I hit this shoe, I have to try on both shoes. Some people just try on one. Oh, that fits. I can't because my toe sticks and hits the end of it.
That's why he likes Crocs so much. Yes. He holds the end of the Crocs.
Big toe's got plenty of room in the sock.
Yeah.
Because that toe moves it out of the way.
Exactly.
Well, on my Crocs, I've actually let it stick out a little bit before I've showed him.
Yeah, he'll let
come out that little front hole.
Exactly. It's a perfect place for it.
You know, most people put their socks on it, and you pull your sock up good and tight, and it goes, from the big toe, and it works down to the little toe.
Yes.
Shorts his socks. No, Shorts got this point. And if you look at his, if he ever wears a sock, it's got that point. His big toe don't ever touch the end of the sock.
No, man, you need to look at what it says about that that type of person, that personality in that person is a domineering type person, is what it says. So I don't know if it is or not.
Always. Have you ever?
That's a quarter
you've
inch.
You've seen a lot of
quarter
feet.
Inch.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't just, even or a little bit more.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of feet in your
That's
life.
That's the difference between the first down and fourth short.
Absolutely.
You're exactly right. I don't know if I'd let y'all clean my feet when you start clicking.
Yeah,
feet washing, y'all start laughing. What's wrong?
I'd have to get an extra bowl.
Take an extra cup of water.
I couldn't put my foot down in there. My toe would be turned up. If you was washing toes, it'd take you a little extra. You know, you have a little
more
time.
If that toe wasn't as long, you'd wear a size smaller shoe.
I know it would.
I mean, literally a half a size. What size do you wear normally? Normally, what size would you buy?
You discussed this before. Yeah, no, you said, what do you wear?
I wear 9.5. Or
I can wear anywhere from a 9.5 to 11.
But what do you think is the most common size of a
10.
Ten.
I'll just say that.
If you didn't have that toe, you'd be a 9.5.
Probably. And yeah, it's gotten longer as I've gotten older.
Does your socks?
It keeps growing.
Yeah. You think it'd be starting to numb up. I think it's growing.
Short.
That's why I tell you, some shoes I have to wear 11.
Short. Now, look, I know how old you are. I don't think your toe's. You think your toe is still growing at 60-something years old?
That or it's flattening out. I don't know.
Well, maybe flattening out.
It's getting longer.
Coach, you get to 80, that thing might be half inch longer.
I may be. Can you imagine me kicking somebody? I get your attention.
You couldn't wear the square toe shoe.
I can't. It'd be I've out. Never been. No, I can't. All these people talk about boots. I'm just
square toe.
I'd love
boots.
To wear some boots. Yeah. But you know the ones that are pointed. You know those kind.
Well, they'd be made. They're made for you, Short. I know, but that toe right into that point of that shoe.
No, they squeeze my. They still squeeze your toes. You know, feet together. I cannot stand
walk.
For my feet.
You couldn't. You wouldn't be able to walk on like a sidewalk with in regular flip flops because the top of that toe when you pick your feet up and slide and scrub around.
I used to love wearing flip flops, but I'd always my toe would stay rough right there because I'd hit it and drag it. Oh yeah, I know.
Look, I wonder if you get it. You know how if somebody's got their finger cut off and they poke you. You ever been poked with somebody with missing
finger? Yeah, the
finger?
Nub of
a finger. No, I do it with my feet.
I was about to ask the same question.
But just a little nub of a finger.
I used to when Paula was asleep or making noise or whatever. I just take my foot and hit my toe in him. Get that toe out of my side
again. My comment from earlier, it's one thing to enjoy the sausage, it's a whole other thing to see it made.
To watch it made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, they're making fun of me today, my toe.
But you
it's
can't
not
help
as
it.
Bad as my as our boy.
Well, at least you got it. No, yeah, we got something else. We got our band Nap. He ain't got but 9.
Nap ain't got but 9. He used to have 12. I don't know what it was.
He'd have to mark out that 26 bones. He'd have to be just 25.
25.
You know, this is perfect explanation of my text last week on the reason why I enjoy this show.
Mm-hmm.
It's because 1 minute we're going to be serious, and then we're going to investigate a shoe to the next minute, talk about a quarter-inch long toe.
Well, it's the truth, though. That's the end of lies.
Well, I know.
Just made, I don't.
So now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but did you two not used to be neighbors?
Yes,
at come. One time.
Mm-hmm.
We sure
lived
did.
Across the road, next door. How was the setup? Was it across the road from one another or next door?
Quartering numbers? Across the road. You come down the end of the street.
Quartering
our
across
street
the
was
road.
Messed up.
I'm going to show you.
Were you on the same side of the road or not?
No.
You weren't on the same side of the road.
This is the road, Coach.
Okay.
And this is Coach Short's house.
Uh huh.
And there's another road that goes right here.
Okay.
And my house used to be right. I could walk out of my driveway and go about 10 steps, and I'd be at his mailbox.
Okay. So there was an intersection there? Y'all were at an intersection?
Now there's a stop sign there. Why? I don't know. They said the stop sign was put there to keep people from running through that house he used to live in. I said, look, that stop sign says stop. It's right. Always been there. Nobody's ever ran through that house. That stop sign is not going to stop somebody from running through that yard.
We lived there 8 years. I never had anybody run.
No.
Run through
so they just added the stop sign.
I don't get into why that sign's there. Somebody griped about not having a stop sign there.
Is there one on all sides?
No, because I told them I wouldn't allow them to put one in my yard.
If you turn right, you go into
Wendell Woods' house.
Wendell Woods, the power company man's driveway.
I mean, that literally, you just come to the industry, and if you take a left, there's my house, Ted Beam across from me, and then the next guy lives down the street, and that's dead end. It's a cul-de-sac. You go all the way down there and turn around and come out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's supposed to be a cul-de-sac. He kind of marks it off sometimes.
Yeah.
He says, that's his down there.
You got to turn around in his driveway.
That's his road. I said, no, it's not. I said, it's the right-of-way. It's 50 feet from the center.
So who did you tell couldn't put a stop sign in your yard?
The city.
But couldn't they put it on there right away?
I guess they could have, but I complained.
Yeah.
I said, why do we need a stop sign coming from this way for one house?
It's just something else in the way.
I said, it's just something to cut around. And I said, it'll be in our way. I can't see.
How about spending that money on a garbage truck?
Yeah, that's another problem I have. What do you have in your yard?
Did you experience, when you were there, did you experience the deal with the garbage truck?
No,
probably not.
I don't remember.
It
wasn't that way. And like, look, there they are, right there.
That's them, the Agile Boys. That's them, little Coleman Cowbell, brought to you by State Farm.
Cleaning the world.
One load at a time.
I don't remember any issues with trash truck.
Well, okay, because that truck right there would drive down through there, and they pick your trash cans up, pick it up, dump it, lay it down. Every once in a while, it might flip a little trash over when it comes back over.
Sure, that happens. A windy day.
Little leakage, but Cinco, my dog, would go out there and lick it up. It didn't.
Yeah, windy day. It happens.
Everybody. But I don't. What do you have in front of your house? Do you have a trash can?
An AGL can.
AGL.
Rollers on it.
Nice and green.
Yeah, green. Yeah. Roll it down to the road every Thursday night. They run at my house on Friday. What day are you?
Tuesday.
Usually Tuesday.
Today. Today. What do you put in the trash can?
Trash bags. Can. I mean, you know,
but
trash.
If you getting out of your truck one afternoon, you've been off and, oh, God.
Oh, yeah, empty bottle. Take it out and absolutely. Throw it in there. All the time.
Well, I have a.
And they'll empty it.
They'll come get it.
They empty it. They dump it out of there. Yeah.
Yeah.
AGL.
No question.
All over it.
Yeah.
Well, I have a trash bag can. It's not a trash can, but it's a trash bag can because you're not allowed to put anything in the trash can that's not in a bag.
I got to call Robbie.
And that's, I mean, that's it. So I'm sitting there thinking one day, I did a sit on the radio. He said, Rick, you'll come to heaven.
And it don't go in a trash truck about a trash truck.
It ain't a trash truck like that. They used to, I think there's one that rides around a little bit, and they all go meet him. They put throw it back the truck. For a minute, I thought I was like,
wait a minute.
And look, seriously, I thought for a minute that I had done, don't say this the wrong way, but when I was down around my farm, which is in Randolph County, that's as far as I'll say. I've seen trucks pull up that had boards.
Oh, yeah, a coach. And all the
there
time.
There he is. Look at there. There's old Nines right there. That's my man Nines. Oh, 54 right there.
Chicken trucks, you know, and they were just throwing the trash over in the bucket, and they go take it somewhere. I guess put it in one of those trucks. And this is supposedly to save money. I understand that. But it's not. It's higher now. To me, my water and trash is higher, and I can't even get out of my truck. If I go over there and want to empty my truck out, I got to go get a bag and come in there and put it in there. I did one day. They missed it once, but I got a bunch of big old bags, like little grocery bags you get in the grocery store with a little small bag.
Like Walmart, but sack.
Walmart,
Piggly Wiggly sack.
And I was putting everything in them.
It probably is higher because they'd have to pay the labor to get out of the truck and go get it.
Well, sometimes they're riding on a truck now, and it comes down my street, and it's one of those that compacts it up. But it's not a pickup and dump it. They throw it in there. And then they
like carry, an old school garbage truck.
And then they carry it to something else that gets it and carries it to Anniston. And that's where they.
Could you imagine being on the back of one of those today? This morning.
I done that while I was in college. I did that.
It's a holiday. It's a holiday, so it won't be this week. It'll be tomorrow. But, usually every Tuesday, they're riding on
it. Oh, yeah. When you used to hang on
them,
babies.
It's a guy and a girl, and she's out there throwing. I mean, they're just grabbing bags and slinging them and throwing them. And,
see, there they could probably come to the end of the road and get off and walk.
Yeah.
That whole street.
Now, let me ask this, Coach. Is this a city service, or are they contracted with somebody to do this?
Because we got City of Heflin written on our things.
On your trash bag can.
Trash bag can.
Where do they take the trash? Where is the landfill?
Somewhere they're getting it. It all goes to Calhoun County now.
Okay.
Now, we still have that landfill up here you can take.
Yeah, behind the jail.
Solid waste.
Yes.
Yeah.
You still take stuff over there and they burn it, whatever. But as far as city dump, no. No. So, cardboard and stuff, I just let it pile up for a while in big plastic jugs, and then I get it and start cutting it down, and then I put it in the back of my truck, and at nighttime I carry it to a dumpster somewhere.
Let me be honest with you, Coach.
I'll tell you where, but I'm
going to be honest with you.
It ain't far from Coach my house.
I drink a lot of milk. About every 3 days, I'm
quarter
gallon of milk.
Half gallons.
No, gallon.
Gallons?
I drink a lot of milk. I drink it at supper. I drink it in the mornings. I drink it when I get home.
Kidney stones that go nuts.
I mean, I drink a lot of milk.
Yeah.
So about every 3 days, I've got an empty gallon jug.
Mm-hmm.
And if I put that in the trash can in the house, in the kitchen, that takes up a lot of room in that can. Just kind of leave it there by on the counter.
Yeah.
And when I'm going out, sometimes during the day, I'll see it, and I'll just grab that empty jug, and I'll carry it down to the big green can downstairs and outside. So, and good morning. Good morning to you.
Somebody's going home.
That's our man right there. That's so Mr. King, more of the Agile boys rolling through.
Going hunting or on the way back.
Wayne Johnson, there's our man Wayne Johnson right there. Give him a good 8, Wayne. Keep him safe.
Already killed one this early in the morning.
Power company.
There's the power company.
Yep.
No,
he has not killed one yet this morning.
Right. Headed that way. Going to do a little midday hunting.
So, short, when I throw that, I go down to my trash can with my gallon jug.
Yeah.
Open it up, and I think of you every time. I think Short can't do this.
No, I can't.
He can't throw this gallon jug in his trash can.
And we used to keep so plastic.
Let me make sure I'm understanding the totality of this. If you empty a milk jug at your house, Coach, you'd have to put that milk jug back in the bag you brought it home from and throw it away.
Well, or put it in my. I have a trash can inside my kitchen, and I put trash in that bag, so I can put it in that. But you know, it don't take but two or three of them to get the whole bag full.
But if the bag's full, what I'm saying, we're in a last second dash to get the trash out. We can't put that bottle just straight in the trash can.
Mm-mm.
Golly.
No. That's not no.
What it ain't
a time!
Happening.
What
it ain't
a time happening. To be alive.
Here's what'll happen. They'll pick the bags up and they'll leave that in there.
Leave the single items.
Single items get left in there.
6:40, we'll step away. We'll be back with more trash talk.
Golly.
On the other side of this break. Hey, we're into the Clay County Healthcare Authority wake up hour of Coaching Friends on Classic Country Mornings, Classic Country 90.9. When you're in need of medical care, minutes do matter, and so do you. Did you make a New Year's resolution to get in better shape? The Clay County Health and Wellness Center features a state-of-the-art workout center with treadmills, ellipticals, weight machines, and free weights. The Clay County Health Care Authority bringing you this wake-up hour of Coaching Friends as part of your Classic Country Morning on Classic Country 90.9.
Presented by Benefield Funeral Home and Clay County Public Golf Course.
Classic Country 90.9.
My coffee goes down smoother listening to Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
Said headlines can't be punchlines. Coach and Friends on Classic Country 90.9.
Our man Champ the Rooster letting us know sunrise in Clay County and East Central Alabama on this Tuesday morning, a short Tuesday. Heron, Short, Johnson, and you in this morning, Coaching Friends, during the Clay County Healthcare Authority Wake Up Hour of Coaching Friends, part of your Classic Country Morning here on Classic Country 90.9 outside our First Bank Alabama studios. 28.9 degrees on the outside is what we're looking at, and with Champ chiming in with us this morning, we know the sun's up officially. The 20th day of 2026, Short.
Yeah, only 58 days until spring.
How about that?
58 days.
Less than 2 months. Spring training just weeks away.
Close, yeah. Coach.
It'll be here before we know it.
Close. Yeah. Hey, Indiana, Miami, spring training starts in 6 weeks.
Do you think they're now with them two playing last night, when their game was over, they get like a 5-day portal. Or 10-day or something like that, because they're after their season ends.
Yeah, 10 days. Because they've had some leave.
What's amazing is you'll have off that Indiana team won the national championship last night. Somebody will go in the portal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's just crazy.
Just had a good year, They can
They think they can parlay it into more money.
Earn more money off of that. Yep. They will be able to.
Stock somebody went up.
Especially a lineman.
How about Cignetti?
2 years, Coach. Two years ago, he went 13-2, and this year he goes 16-0.
That's amazing. 29-2.
Did you see the pictures of the fans in the stadium prior to Cignetti versus the last home game?
Yeah,
it's incredible. And
did you see the last night they'd go to Indiana to the basketball arena where they were having the watch party? You know, and that place was just packed. I mean, just packed.
They were camping out.
Yeah.
Outside to get in.
Mm-hmm.
They were camping outside the bars.
To get
in the
Coliseum
to get inside.
To get a place inside.
Well, it was a perfect storm. College football's changing. You can go get older players, younger players, whatever you want to get. Bring guys with you, a lot of them, 13 of them, that you were used to. You'd already trained them. But the biggest get was to find a quarterback that can make that. If you don't have that quarterback, it's not happening. Think of the Penn State, the throw, and the catch the kid made last night. You know, they kept catching 80, whatever his name is.
Becker?
Yeah, Becker or something like that. He made catches like that all year. He did against Penn State to win the game. Got one toe down and drug it. Or if not, they lose that game.
Last night.
They could have lost to Iowa. Is the Big Ten that much better right now than the Southeastern Conference or the ACC?
They are right now.
Proof's in the pudding.
Yeah, right now they are.
3 years in a row they've been there.
That's right.
My son last night, Tucker, we was in there watching the game, and one of the maybe the first or second, they throw a fade, and he steps back and, you know, breaks his route off and catches the ball because the ball's a little underthrown.
Yeah.
Going backwards, and he, you know, he pockets it as he's falling down. And my son goes, "Daddy, he's got on good gloves." I said, "Son, he ain't got nothing to do with them gloves. That's talent, buddy.
He wasn't the gloves. It wasn't all the gloves.
He ain't got nothing to do with them
gloves." How about that stuff?
6'5".
They showed what Mendoza putting on his hand. That Holly Rowe put a little on the rosin stuff.
Yeah.
I said, you put it on, it's kind of wet, and then just in seconds, it's dry. It just gives you a little tack on you.
A little tackiness.
Without having to wear a glove.
You know, we used to spray.
I don't know what that is. I'm not familiar with that stuff.
Remember, we used to spray stuff, it goes tacky.
I don't remember that. We used to spray our backs with Pam.
That's cheating. Oh, come on now. No wonder they kept sliding through everybody's hands.
And the nose guard, too.
Yeah, we used to spray them jerseys. Well, Pam's what we do. We didn't ever spray them sticky stuff.
Couldn't get your hands on him. I tried to block him. Look, one in 95, I think it was, they come to Heffin, and I looked at Coach Mack. I said, Mack, that's cheating what they're doing. You can't put that guy over there on the offensive line. He's a defensive player. And they got an unbalanced.
He only had two plays he played.
He didn't
offense.
Take but two plays. The same two. Up, right, left, right, left.
Score on one.
Yeah.
The other one was a two-point play.
Look, it was up until about
Short
3 minutes.
Raising sand over one time. He played the dive, the quarterback, and the pitch.
Yeah.
All three of them, same play.
You can't do that. There's no way.
He made him pull it, made him pitch it, and then he made the tackle.
There they go right there. Look, they got a load on there this morning.
Oh, yeah. That big roll-off. That's it rolling through. The Agile boys. They like ants. They everywhere. Like fire ants.
Yeah. Yeah, he could play.
Yeah, he was good.
There's no doubt about that.
Biggest thing was just not mess him up. Let him play.
But we had, what was that cuff called? You could put it on bats and make them tacky.
Like pine tar?
No, it wasn't pine tar. It was a spray.
I don't remember that.
Kramer.
I remember it, Coach. It's a
white can of Kramer.
Yes.
Well, everything was Kramer.
We used to spray
it
on our ankles before they put the pre-wrap on there.
Yes, same stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever you did to make it stick. That's what we put on
our
hands.
Tough skin?
I don't remember that. See, when I played on your ankles, you had to shave down around your ankle, and then they just taped right on your skin.
Who? Well, yeah, I remember that, too.
That's the way it used to be. I don't remember the spray. Do coaches still order all that Kramer stuff, like you used to, like Atomic Bomb and Kramer Jizik. Do you still get that catalog? I'm sure now you look online.
Coach, we got a bucket of the Jizik and Ramburn.
Yeah. Yeah.
For like kids, it's got a cut or something. Yeah. Covered up when you tape them up.
Yeah. What about that stuff you sprayed on a cut? You know, it'd sting, would burn. If you had a little cut, nicks, you'd spray it on that. Nitrotan.
Red. It was like a red
orange
color.
Yeah. Nitrotan. That's what it was.
Jens used to chase folks with that.
Yeah, come here. No, Coach, don't. Yes, give me that arm.
There's our man right there.
That's him. What's up, Knox? Morning, Knox.
How you doing?
There's a little Coleman cowbell for Knox this morning.
Off school.
Coach, you talking about Nitrotan.
Had the Amosons rolling through a while ago. Good morning to the Amosons, O-A&E boys. Headed to Kellyton, Alabama.
You talking about Nitrotan. One time we had a guy that used it, and he used it on his jock itch.
No, he didn't.
Well, I guarantee it cured it.
Yeah, probably had it.
I guarantee it cured it.
I can tell you, I'd never seen nobody run around. Whoa!
It'd get your mind off the itch.
I guarantee you.
It'd take your mind off the itch.
It didn't itch no more.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't itch no more. The itch would be over.
That nitrogen would cure just about anything.
Is that still around?
I haven't seen it, Coach. I know we don't have any up there.
Or maybe that's what somebody got it. Maybe they need some at random.
Maybe so.
Tell Bailey to see if he can find a can.
I'll text
you. Surely there's a can. Surely they still make it. That was a good product. Not your
hey, Giddens used to get after folks for that.
What's up, Nash? There's Nash rolling through. Little Coleman cowbell brought to you by State Farm agent Mike Coleman. Look, Johnson, there's a bus you might have rode. That double alt.
Oh, yeah.
2,000
miles. 2,000, probably. Yep. So. Coach, that's a short bus.
Well, I don't. Is it, though? I see. I don't know if it is or not. I mean, it's
maybe
got
not.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, that's weird, man.
It's an odd size. It's not, yeah. So, but that,
They still have it, but not that old kind. Now they've got grip spray made by Sahara.
That's called, it's called grip spray?
Yeah, by Sahara.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about Kramer? Do they still have it? Find their catalog.
Gymnastics so use it a lot.
Find the Kramer catalog.
I bet you Kramer's. I bet all those old.
You used to have the black box.
Yeah.
And you had all that. You'd order your Kramer Jizik and your Nitrotan, all that headed in that black box.
Coach, you put the tongue depressor. I remember walking in the cage right now, and there's a bottle with a tongue depressor in it.
Yeah.
What would you call it? Kramer sports medicine?
Kramer, I don't know. Kramer prom. I don't know what you call it.
Kramer.
You remember the atomic bomb?
Oh, go. Oh, yes. Yes.
You put it up.
Oh, that'd be hot.
You're talking about getting hot for practice.
It's the greatest icy hot ever.
Yes,
made.
It was. Yeah. Yes. There was Kramer Jizik, and then there was atomic bomb. Kramer Jizik wasn't as hot as atomic bomb, but the atomic bomb, that stuff, oh, wee.
It set you on fire.
It would get you now. And you know, like a little pulled muscle or something. Rub that and work
Kramer,
that stuff in.
Kramer firm grip, anti slip grip.
It's not ringing a bell to me.
That's it.
Firm grip.
That's the problem.
And we used them for baseball, too.
So they still make that stuff.
Yes, they sure do. $51 for a can.
Let me see that again.
Good night.
We used to have it all the time. Baseball players spray it.
Now, the tough skin, I remember that. The tough skin spray. But I don't remember.
You use that on your heels when you start getting blisters. You put tough skin.
I don't remember the firm grip stuff.
Yep. I've done taste.
We didn't throw it enough. We weren't worried about catching it.
No,
and they got one now that
we didn't throw the ball a lot around here.
No, they wasn't no throwing around.
They got one called Rhino Spit Spray, Dry Spray, Grip Tech.
We had ruts in the field and we finished.
Grip Enhancer,
like a bunch of old cows out there mulling around.
Yeah, that's right.
Rhino must sell a bunch because they got Grip Enhancer that makes your dry your hands. And then here's the new Kramer Original Tough Skin Taping Base.
Yeah, the tough skin I remember. Yeah.
Firm
before
grip.
The pre-wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, this is $8 for a can there. Flex. Okay, here's your Tough Skin Taping Base Spray, Kramer Firm Grip.
What tough about skin. The Kramer Jizik and Atomic Bomb? Have they still got that?
Here we go. Kramer Red Hot Analgesic Ointment, Kramer Jizik Red Hot 1, Red Hot 2, Atomic Bomb.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
You know, you can buy the packs.
It used to be in green.
That's it, atomic bomb.
You can buy the packs now that it looks like a Band-Aid, wrapper.
Yeah, yeah.
You peel open and you put on a cut. It's like a gel, but it's sticky.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it over a cut, and then you put the pre-wrap
tape that
over that.
Okay. Yeah,
and it keeps the dirt and stuff out.
We were at Winterboro one night. You ever play at Winterboro?
Maybe for a jamboree.
Little bitty dressing room. Little bitty not visitor dressing room. Well, not now, but back in the day.
Yeah, we did, Coach.
Just a little bitty tiny place. And we're over there one night. Coach Horn, he was chugged up. All that week he'd been chugged up. His head, he was snotty and couldn't breathe and all that stuff. We warmed up. We go in before warm-up, after warm-ups, get ready to come out for the kickoff. The atomic bomb sitting there. And he's so frustrated because he can't breathe. His nose is all stopped up. He gets him a little. Sticks that finger in that atomic bomb and goes up both nostrils with it.
It just built different, Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, and then the first few, first little bit.
I'm worried what's up here.
Yeah.
The first little bit of the game, though, that thing cut loose, that head cut loose. Oh, and ooh-wee. It opened him up. It opened him up. But you got to, they kicked off to us, and we got to looking for him, you know, because he would send the plays in himself. And we couldn't find him. You know, we're looking, they've kicked off, we're ready. And we look down there, and he's down there, back over there, got a towel. And the coach, it's opened up, he's flowing.
Six years worth of snot coming out.
And we, you know, we get up, me and Coach Reynolds, some of us, we get a couple of plays in there before he finally gets things under control.
Skin lube, it brings back.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was green.
You put that on your heels.
Yeah, I remember that.
Didn't they have that in a tube, too? Like a big chapstick tube, that skin lube at one time.
It did.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
That's a old school stuff.
Coach, we had the tongue depressor for all that stuff.
Salt tablets. I can remember taking salt tablets.
Coach, that was right at the end of them. I didn't ever take many of those.
I used to go through the line on Fridays getting the pregame meal, and Coach Giddens would stand, and if he's listening this morning, he would stand
when we
exited the buffet or whatever at the lunchroom.
Right.
And for starters, he would throw two of them in our cream potatoes. We'd had to fish them out and take them.
Golly.
They were awful. But, hey, you chased them with a couple tablespoons full of cream potatoes.
Yeah.
Just right.
They go down.
Yeah.
Hey, we're mashing up against 7 o'clock as we're winding down the Clay County Healthcare Authority wake-up hour of Coach and Friends. Coach and Friends, part of your Classic Country Morning. Classic Country Morning start every weekday morning at 5:30, 5:30 to 6. Classic Country Sunrise, 30 minutes of gospel music to start your day. Coach and Friends from 6 to 8, three-point stance, 8 to 10. All of it together is your Classic Country Morning. You can catch it on Classic Country 90.9 on your FM radio dial, on your mobile device with your Radio Alabama app. Download that app from your app store. Search Radio Alabama, all one word. Carry us with you wherever you go. You can check us out online at classiccountry909.org. Got the live video stream there. Also on Facebook at Classic Country 90.9. Like us there. Be a part of the show. Check things out. See what's going on in here. We'll be back the other side of 7 o'clock. It is a short Tuesday. Coach and Friends, Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
Presented by Benefield Funeral Home and Clay County Public Golf Course.
Classic Country 90.9.
Bucks Island is the official marine dealership of Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9. Bucks Island, online at bucksisland.com.
You're in just the right place. This is the second hour of Coach and Friends. Now, back to the show.
On this Tuesday morning, a short Tuesday, Coach and Friends, Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9. And on this short Tuesday morning, Coach Heron, short, Brandon Johnson in the house with us this morning. And you, thanks for being with us this morning outside our First Bank Alabama studios. We are looking at 28.9 degrees as we head into the second hour of Coach and Friends. It's made possible by Young's Drugstore in downtown Lineville. Here on Classic Country Mornings, Classic Country 90.9. Coach and Friends homeroom morning announcements, and they're brought to you each and every morning by AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority. Not only does AGL provide residential garbage pickup as well as commercial dumpsters, AGL also offers various roll-off containers for basement cleanouts, construction sites, home cleanups, and more. and the AGL Landfill open 5 days a week. For more information, their phone number, 256-354-5803, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority. Proud to sponsor Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9. Coach and Friends Homeroom Morning Announcements and home of the Agile Boys. Keeping the world clean one load at a time. Things happening in and around Clay County. Start us off, Johnson.
Coach, the Volunteer Athletic Club is at it again. They are a busy bunch.
Things are happening.
Things are happening. Fish Fry coming up this Saturday, January the 24th at Honey's Cafe from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can come there between that time and pick up a one-piece.
No.
For $14.
I ain't doing it.
A two-piece.
Nope.
For $16.
Nope. Ain't happening.
No. Or a three-piece.
Yes.
Bingo.
I'm in
for that one.
Give me the three.
Why have one? Why have two when you can have three?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Exactly.
Just a few more bucks.
Get your money's worth.
Absolutely. Cash or check, they'll take either one of those, make it out to the Volunteer Athletic Club, and all the proceeds that they receive from this fish fry are going to go to the new volunteer weight room facility. Saturday, January 24th, 11 to 3.
Have you seen the new weight room?
Seen the outside, Coach.
You need to check it out inside. Get by there.
I'd like to go see it.
He'll let you in. Coach Orange show. He'd be proud to show it off. We've been talking about it since they got in there. From what we all came from Ashland and Lineville, and then the first weight room at Central to where they are now. My goodness, it's light years difference.
So you don't have to open up both of the back doors?
No, you don't have to open the doors. I mean, it's got heat. It's got heat and air in there. And it's nice.
You ain't got to go outside and get on the dip machine.
No, you don't have to go outside for the dip.
Pull up bar back there above the bench.
The mirrors don't fog up. No, it's nice.
Are they using mirrors? Are they using mirrors? Did they put them up?
I don't know. I think a few are up. I don't think they're all up yet.
A lot of people didn't even take them. A lot of people aren't even using them now, the mirrors, because they're not facing the mirror. Yeah. Now, there's so much stuff you can do facing that way, and you're out there, and you can't hardly see it. So
yeah.
One less thing to clean.
It's all Olympic lifting now.
It's just one less thing to clean, really, or bounce into and break. I used to hate to break those things.
Oh.
Trying to get them off and then get a new one back up.
Yeah.
They didn't want to take them down, but they'd come give you a new one and put it up. But, oh, golly, I hated those things. And then, like I said, when we got the new ones, everything was up, so it wasn't no sense in using them, so we took them down. You know what? That's not the only thing going on.
No, that ain't the only thing.
There's more, Coach.
I mean, you got catfish, but we got something better than that. The 2026 Queen of Hearts pageant, February 21st, 2026, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's a $60 entry fee. And here's the age divisions. 10 a.m. in the morning, you got 0 through 11 months. 0 through 11 months, okay. 1 through 2 years, 3 to 4-year-olds, and then 5 to 6-year-olds. And then at 2 o'clock, you got 7 through 9. 10 through 12, 13-year-old through 15-year-olds, and then you got 16 through 18-years-old. Now, there's a little asterisk by that one. On the 16 through 18, you must still be in high school. A scholarship will be awarded in this division. You have an additional $10 for the photogenic entry, and that's digital pictures only. Email photos to chsqoh@gmail.com. All contestants will receive here's one of my words, participation.
There you go.
That's award. It. Good job, Jordan.
A scholarship will be awarded in the 16 to 18-year-old division. Prettiest hair, eyes, smile, and best dressed will receive a beautiful customized sash button. The most photogenic will receive a photo plaque and a sash button. People's Choice will receive a crown and a trophy, $1 per vote. Early entry contestants will receive a beautiful, beautiful crown.
Registration.
We get it.
Can you say it?
Registration.
Okay, registration. That better? Forms available at Central High School main office.
You can register that way.
That's right.
Yeah, you can register if you want to.
Registration.
At the Central High School main office.
Restoration.
Just register.
Restore it.
Renovate.
Renovate. Redo it. For more information, email chsqoh@gmail.com. And you know who this is presented by? The Central marching volunteers at 1 Bob Riley Drive, Ashland, Alabama, 36251.
City boys doing everything this morning.
They are.
What about, give me that email address again, Jordan.
The email address again?
Yeah.
CHSQOH.
What does that stand for, you think?
Well, I got the Central High School.
Okay.
I'm a loss. Central High School Queen of Hearts pageant.
That's it. CHSQOH.
It just took a little learning. You already knew that.
I did.
Okay, I was going to say.
I knew.
You were quick.
Just wanted to see if you could figure it out.
All this stuff on the back. Applications due February 17th.
Registration and all that good stuff.
You can register.
That's how you can register.
Coach, they have a photogenic entry. Do you think that we could get – I was about to say that.
Of my toe.
Can we – 10 bucks?
Oh, no, not the toe.
They need to have a toe division. Look, what all they got? I mean, they got prettiest hair.
We need to just have this contest here. We need to have
longest toe contest. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. If there's ever a long toe contest,
I'm going to get him the medal right now.
Yes.
Prettiest foot contest. That helps with your balance, though. Yeah. You don't roll right or left. And you get up on your toes.
Grip.
Look.
Shorts got 26 and a half.
It does. Almost like a turkey.
Yeah.
I got a good grip. I got that
scratching out there.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Maybe that's why my dog likes me, because when he's sitting out there in front of me, I scratch his back, and I just take my toe and run it up and down his
back. If you walk through the mud, you ain't got to worry about cleaning only one toe out.
That is true.
That's right.
That is true.
And I never could really get away with anything. If I was barefoot and running, trying to hide, they said, well, which feet is it? Oh, there it is. That's him right
exactly
there.
Exactly who to follow.
Ain't know who to follow. There it is. Old toe. I'm a lot closer to my boy than I thought it was. Our feet are kind of alike. But didn't he have something happen to him, or it was natural?
You talking about
nap?
Nap. His was just, it happened naturally, and they got to turn in, and they finally took that number two off.
So it kept getting bigger.
Yeah, and now his three's all messed up. Yeah, he's just got issues.
He's three's got messed issues. Up now?
Yeah, it's all over on number one. He's just got all kind of issues with his
kind of issues.
He's just got issues.
But he don't limp. Well, I have seen him limp a little bit. But that's his hip.
From that toe, his balance is off. And
that's
just,
true.
I mean, when you got foot problems, it affects your knee up to your hip. It just affects everything.
Those be careful, Coach. You'll conjure him up.
Everything ain't lined up right. Yeah.
You'll go in here wide open.
Hey, there's more going on. What about the weekend? Winter Conference 2026, Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. A weekend delivered is the theme for their weekend. They've got a youth night on February the 20th in concert. Daniel Mulkey and Speaker T.C. Brown. A ladies' night Saturday, February 21st. Speaker Katie Hamilton in worship with Teresa Lewandowski. And men's night on February 22nd on Sunday. Speaker Jeff Berger and Jonathan Wilburn in concert that night. Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church delivered, dinner provided each night by the Chuck House. Starts at 5 p.m. each evening, February 20, 21, and 22. Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church delivered weekend. Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church located at 32325 Mount Zion Church Road, Ashland, Alabama.
Burger
as in Jeff.
Jeff. That's right. We've talked to him.
That's
before.
Exactly right.
On the show.
Hopefully we'll be having him on here one morning before then.
Helps out with money.
Yep. JSU helps him raise some funds.
I bet that'll be a good one.
That'll be good stuff. We got a pretty cool morning at Olive Branch coming up in a few weeks.
Coach, we do. We do.
That second Sunday in February.
Oh, yeah.
February 8th.
February
8th. Don't forget.
He'll remind me. I'll be ready.
We got a men's breakfast that morning.
I've not spoken to a men's group since my wife passed.
Really?
Yep.
Well, we're going to have one for you.
First time.
We're going to have one for you, and it's going to have, we're going to have eggs and bacon.
Check.
And sausage.
Check.
And tenderloin.
Check.
And biscuits.
Check.
Biscuits.
And butter and jelly and all the things.
And gravy.
Gravy.
And gravy.
Grits.
Oh, yeah, grits.
You got to have gravy.
Mm. Coach, we got a table almost as far as I can see up there. It's going to have nothing but food on it.
Probably need to speak first and then eat. No, you better not.
No, we're going to be eating first.
they get to raging in there, Coach, about 6:55 if you tell them we're going to eat at 7. So.
Yeah.
They're already ready, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They're saying, hurry up and say the blessing.
Hey, let me just say this.
Bless the food at 6 so we can eat at 7.
I have been very blessed to be able to pastor Olive Branch, and I have eaten more at this church in the last year and 4 months than I had in 7 years in Heflin.
It's an eating place.
It was, well, you remember the funeral for your father-in-law.
Yep.
Oh, right. My goodness, the food.
Yep.
And desserts.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad when you come from after you've been to, you know, a funeral and you go to eat with the family and they try to send food home with you.
Yeah,
you
go play.
There's you guys.
64 and 65.
And a little lambs of daddy.
A little lambs of daddy. There they go.
Coach, I used to sit in Coach Short's Sunday school class in Heflin.
I told you about that.
Church up there.
What was the original church there?
Yeah. We started out in the old church and then we eventually was on the bottom floor in the hallway down there on the in the new building.
That's right.
Yeah. Right, yes. Out, you step out of the door and go right into the sanctuary. Right into the
sanctuary, yep. Yeah. But we started in the old church, but we had remodeled it. Yeah.
So what was the name of this class? Young married
young
couples?
Adults, just young adults. He wasn't married.
No, we weren't married then.
Okay. There go the guys, boys.
College and career.
Good morning, guys.
That's what we call it.
Give them a good eight today. Make a friend.
College and career class.
College and career class.
Mm-hmm. Had a pretty good group.
How long did you teach that, Short?
I had that for couple years and then I had I don't know what that class is, young married couples, but half of them wasn't married, so they had their friends. And I didn't ever say nothing. They had their friends, they want to go in there and sit with them, as long as you're sitting somewhere. It was good.
Well, sure. I think I was in it from 2008 till
feeling fine in 49.
There he is.
2008 to early 2012 when I was home, you know, visiting. Yes.
23-02 rolling through. Get them youngins over there. Teachers waiting on them, 15-02, going to stomp out a little ignorance today.
But what I was saying is...
So this was all at East Heflin?
Yeah.
East Heflin.
Church. But that class in that, we called it, after they remodeled that building, was the original church. And then they moved to the next church. Yeah. And then now we're in the other. So all three churches are sitting there side by side.
The buildings are all right there.
Connected, yes.
So the class now back in the old building?
No, that building... That original church where we used to be, that's other little classrooms. And little kids go in there for a classroom or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's tied on all them rooms in the back where a lot of the VBS happens. And then you get all them classrooms over with the new building, upstairs, downstairs, classes, the way it was built. Was George a preacher then?
He was.
Okay. Yeah. I saw him Saturday night, I think, at a – or it may have been Sunday afternoon, Saturday night, at Boondocks. He had to go hunting for his first time in 2 years since he had that heart attack.
Really?
He was with Gary Ragsdale.
Okay,
Money Bags. Zion.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his son, Ragsdale's son. I hadn't seen George in a while. And he was there, and Grant Nichols was there. Grant's he's from Heflin, graduated 2 years behind me, but he is the, what would you call it, marriage counselor, grief counselor at Antioch.
Okay.
In Oxford. That's what he does full time.
Coach, I got a question.
Come on.
If you are a part of the offertory group, you're an usher.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And one of your other ushers is with you and has a split in the rump of their britches. Do you wait till the offering's over to tell them, or do you tell them before he starts handing it out?
Oh, that's a great question. Does he have on underwear?
Well,
if he's got on underwear, I'm probably not saying anything.
Never?
Not till it's over.
You're going to let it ride. End of service?
Yeah, probably so.
Coach.
Yeah.
What if that same guy had to go up to the altar?
Exactly. That's why good friends look out for things like that. Yeah. Let them know. He may have something he has to go do later.
Well, yeah, he may need to kneel at the altar.
Yeah.
When you got to tell them, you can't let a guy just hang like it. Well, I mean, you just can't let a guy be out there like that.
Well, you could.
You could, and he'd never live it down, and I don't know if he did.
Nothing's wasted at the altar, Coach.
No, it's not. No, it wasn't wasted. But can you imagine?
I mean, that's where you go and bury your soul.
Yeah.
He'd have been burying your soul, okay? Been burying his butt cheeks. Look, I mean, it was my bad.
Man, what a story. What a story it would be.
Yeah, but when you let him go on up there and take up money, it may have helped out. So, you know, what happened is some people may have said, man, this guy's so broke. I mean, I just need to give a little bit more. I mean, he's up here taking up money in his ragtags. And here I am dressed well, and I got to give. So it may have been a ploy to make more.
Coach, this is a true story.
Yeah, it's not a lie. Yeah, I don't say no names, but, yeah, he was – when he walked out, and I told somebody, I said, y'all see that? He's, this is his pants broke? I thought they were split.
So it's just down the seam, like the back seam
right,
busted?
Yeah, right down the seam. It was split. I mean, when you're walking, he just couldn't, almost a couple steps, he's like, open up and close. Open up and close.
Coach, I pick on Brother Jerry Cockwood sometimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember going to Lionville Baptist as a kid, and before one of the AM services, Brother Jerry had to go to use the restroom, and his lapel mic had not been muted.
Oh, my goodness.
That's happening.
Coach, you wouldn't need to come back into the we come back into the church. Let's just say that all eyes were on him.
Praise the Lord.
I bet so.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
You hear the flush and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy.
Thank goodness you wouldn't see
maybe it. Maybe no, this guy that this dealt with, maybe he needed a pair of jeans like this.
Yeah, you're right.
Zips. So, I have never zipper. Seen that until I saw that.
Ooh. God.
Never seen that.
Yeah.
Zipper up the back of pants.
I mean, it's got, what's that for?
I don't know. I've never seen it before.
Give you more space, I guess.
I guess.
Give you some relief, I mean, when you sit down?
Yeah.
Maybe so. After a big meal?
A big meal. So.
Coach and friends, homeroom morning announcements. Made possible each and every day.
There they go.
By AGL. Home of the Agile Boys, keeping the world clean, one load at a time. What's up, Mr. Mac?
Life's still cool weather.
Exactly.
Cold.
It's nice. Yeah. Kills the bugs, they say. Yeah. That's what I've always heard. We'll step away. We'll take a break. So we want working our way through the Young's Drugstore Hour of Coach and Friends, part of your Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
To support our student-athletes on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9.
What's your favorite radio station? We asked your friends, and they were unanimous.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Make Classic Country 90.9 your favorite, too.
Your local advocate for all of life's challenges is the Law Office of Tyler Sims. Online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
7:24 on this Tuesday morning, a short Tuesday. 3 points, Coach and Friends, 3-point stance later on. Coach and Friends, this hour of Coach and Friends on Classic Country Morning is brought to you by Young's Drugstore in downtown Lionville. Young's Drugstore is located at 88960 Highway 9, Lionville. It's an independently owned pharmacy offering prescription filling, compounding, vaccinations, and medication synchronization with a drive-through window and online refill request. They also sell various retail items, including boutique clothing and gifts. Pharmacist Eric Smith and the gang can be reached at 256-396-5632 or by visiting their website at youngsdrugstorellc.com. Young's Drugstore, proud to bring you this hour of Coach and Friends as part of your Classic Country Morning on Classic Country 90.9. Outside our First Bank Alabama studios, 28.9 degrees. We've got sunshine out there, some high wispy clouds off to the southwest from our vantage point this morning. Got Heron Short Johnson in here this morning. We heard from our good friend Mike Welch, old Spring Garden guy up in Cherokee County.
Saw him last week. He sat with him.
We sure did. He done some coaching back in the day. He said at Spring Garden at one time, there was a guy there that thought the creamer Jesus was cream of Jesus. Because it'd make you call on him sometimes.
I guarantee you.
If it got in the right spots.
It did.
Yeah. So.
You know, used to.
Give him a good 8 or 10 today,
clean,
Welch.
Clean your hands, too.
There's your little Coleman cowbell.
You get that in your eyes, you're over for the day.
Coach. I couldn't imagine.
Oh, and yeah. If you got that on your hands, you had to wash.
Well, we used to put, I mean, for guys that, they were causing us to have to run more. That's when I was playing. They would, I mean, literally, you knew we're running because of him.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Or them.
Right.
That group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's back in the day when people wore jocks. I mean, we wore jock straps.
Well, mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be past us to put some, you know, that cream of Jesus, some icy hot, whatever you want to call it. What'd we call it?
Atomic bomb
inside their jock. My goodness.
Yeah, gracious. I've seen it happen.
Them poor boys.
You run a little faster.
He'd pick you up.
You wouldn't have to worry about him being the back of the line.
No. No, he would be not. He would not be last.
Josh.
That's Giddens.
I'd see him coming in here. He's going to do a little He might sit in here with us a few minutes till some of the other guys get here.
Good for him.
Got you.
What about Short when you speak out there at Olive Branch in a couple of weeks, February the 8th that morning, 7 o'clock, men's breakfast. Breakfast at 7, you'll be speaking following the... Good morning, Carr. Go make a friend, buddy. And do you think... Do you know what you're going to speak on yet? Do you have an ID?
Unless he changes my mind, which it could happen like 10 minutes before. Sure. You never know.
Absolutely.
Being a blessing.
Being a blessing.
You know, we always look for... I mean, we say we don't, but at Christmas, you know, you think about all the gifts you get. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do. You may say, oh, no, it's all about the gifts that I give
right. Everybody
else. But you still look and, well, I didn't get near hardly anything. Is that ever crossed your mind? You're lying if it hadn't. At some point in time, I didn't get what I wanted. Even as a child, I didn't get what I wanted.
Probably more as a child, yeah. I mean, maybe sometimes Santa didn't. Maybe you think he didn't get you a letter.
But do you go each day? Is that your main goal in life, is to be a blessing to somebody? And sometimes we fail to do that. We you know, we're always coming back, count your blessings.
One by one.
Count your blessings one by one. Mm-hmm. Well, how about counting the blessings that you give out one by one?
That's good, and Coach.
At the end of the day, can you come up with 10 or 20? How cheap are we?
That's good, Coach.
So that's
stop
where
there, Shorty. If you keep going, we don't need me coming.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got
to
eat.
Well, we have to eat. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going.
I can leave after the meal. So I'm you need to stop right
anyway.
There.
Yeah. 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 I mean, that's just what is popped through my head. And who knows where we go from there.
There you go.
I always tell folks, you know, there's somebody out there that is waiting on you to tell them about Jesus.
We've all got a story.
Tell him. Act like him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people just are so scared to talk.
Yeah.
They're that way. And you say, well, God can help you get to that point. But I also believe that God sometimes, in those people that struggle that bad, he figures out another way to let you be a blessing with what you do and how you act. You know, I just think he does that.
Speaking of how people act, we got Coach Josh Giddens in the house with us. Morning, Coach.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How about y'all?
We had a ball game at Central Friday night. Area basketball game. Central Vols, Briarwood Lions. Now, the coach had already took the guys, and they'd made the trip up to Briarwood, and it didn't go the Vols' way that night at all at Briarwood. That was tough. That was a tough one, Coach.
Not at all.
That was about 60-something to 61, 37, something like that was the score.
Yeah, is this the one I saw on Facebook?
That game... was on the NFHS. One.
I'm talking about this past
Friday night. Shares. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was out there.
Maybe a last second.
That one didn't go well at Briarwood. They made the return trip Friday night, and it was a completely different ball game. And, Coach, the ending of that was as exciting as anything I've ever seen.
That was really exciting.
That was good.
It was.
How do you practice that, Coach?
Well, I mean.
Do you practice? I mean, that was just, or does that kind of just happen the way it did? It just, you know.
The reason it happened is because, you know, we preached all week long about crowding the lane on defense.
Mm-hmm. I was going
to
say
it was. I mean, it was. They were, and they tried to go inside with that thing.
Tried to go inside, and our backside help was in the middle of the lane.
Right.
You know, just like a defensive back.
Yeah.
He threw that ball, and Taylor broke in front of it.
He did.
Stole it. And no, you don't practice what happened next. Dribbling down and just shoot it.
He carries it all the way. They don't stop the ball.
Don't stop
the
ball.
Nobody
gets kind of running with him.
Yeah.
Well, I know what it is. They're scared of fouling.
Right. They don't want to foul.
No, you don't want to put somebody to free throw line.
It's tied. 37-37.
And the odds are 7 out of 10 times you don't make that shot.
I'm going to say less than that, Coach.
Yeah. I was being nice.
Yeah. A pull up. Three, you know.
Off balance.
It's a tough shot.
But you have to look at it as all right, we're practicing better. We're getting better from the last game. And that's why, guys. That's why them things happen to you. What they say, good. If you work hard, good things happen to you?
Yeah.
We're finally getting into, and it's always tough here, same way with you guys at Cleveland County back when you coached. You know, we got about 3 weeks left in the season, and we're finally getting into – the basketball shape from football, because all these guys, you know, play football, which is not a bad thing. I think it helps us, you know, physically.
But, mental toughness, yeah.
Just, just basketball shape and playing basketball.
That's different.
Two different things.
It is two different two different conditions. When that shot was made, Coach, when he stepped in front, stole the ball, dribbling down the court, takes his shot, three-pointer, buzzer goes off as the ball's in the air. He hits it. As fast as he went down the court dribbling, the guys coming off the bench and the other his teammates sprinting onto the court, they were even faster. I mean, that was a cool moment to witness, Coach.
Been a long time since I seen my dad move like that.
I was worried about him. He'd come up and got going.
And if you missed it, you can find it. It's out there.
Oh, it's out there. It's a great clip.
I watched it.
Absolutely.
It is. Get a lot of views on that.
And a big win, Coach. Now 3-2. And Sylacauga next Monday night.
Oh, and got an afternoon game this week.
And a chance.
School day.
A chance area-wise. I mean, Coach, you could wind up in a three-way tie for this thing.
If we can.
It could happen.
Beat Sylacauga would be a three-way tie for first place.
Yeah.
So. Coach, I'm glad you came here. I need to ask that question. Like the region that Cleburne County's in. Area. They've beaten White Plains twice. They've beaten Cherokee County twice. They've beaten Alexandria once. They got one more game this week. Maybe tonight, because they're going to play back-to-back tonight and then play y'all tomorrow. Yeah. If Alexandria beats them, they both will have one loss to each other. What's the tiebreaker?
Most of the time, you go from A to M, the AHSAA sets those tiebreakers, but most of the time, none of those come into play, and normally you flip a coin.
Okay.
Coin flip.
A three-way tie.
Because this will end up being a two. But.
Right. A three-way tie, I think you'd put three pieces of paper in a hat and everybody draw three.
Draw a number. Wow.
And win it for Cleburne County, why it's so important to try to win the region or win the area, be that seed and get to play at home, but also to win it, is that whoever's second's heading to Plainview, and that's not a good place to go.
Oh, you don't.
Not out, right off the bat. I mean,
yeah, but that's determined out of the area tournament.
Yeah, I know, but you want to be able to host it at home, hopefully.
If you're the runner-up.
And if you're heading to Plainview.
Yeah, but all that comes out from the area tournament, not from region play, not from area play during the regular season.
No, but what I was saying is how does that determine where the area tournament's going to be played at? That's what I was asking him.
Coin flip. It'll be easier for Cleburne County to win it at home than it will be at Alexandria.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Very much so.
Coach, this is the only guy that I know of that can drink ice-cold Coca-Cola minutes before we tip off when we played together in high school and play the entire game. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The entire game. All right. And I can barely get a half of a bottle of water down and play 6 minutes and be dying.
I've switched over to diet coke.
Hey, it goes bell to bell, Coach.
It's still got a lot of acid in it.
Yeah, I know.
I can only imagine when you get older, does he going to have Prilosec or anything like that?
Maybe not.
Probably not. It's as strong a stomach as you got to be able to drink that. Switch to Diet Coke. Is your daddy that way?
He's a Diet Coke guy now.
Yeah. He's looking after his figure.
That's right.
Coach, you were an All-State kicker. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, he was.
Did you use a square-toed shoe?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Had to change it.
Your toes, obviously, were... Probably your big toe is the longest or nothing longer than your big toe, and then they get kind of shorter.
Oh, here we go.
I know where he's going, Coach.
Actually, Coach.
Or do you have a toe longer than your big toe?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Which one? The second toe or the third? The second one is longer. How much longer?
You know what that means?
How much longer?
You're dominant in your family.
How much longer is your second toe?
It's noticeably longer.
Is it that much longer?
No, I don't think
so. Look at that.
That's half a toe, Coach. That's half a toe, Josh.
Have you ever seen
half
such?
Half a toe.
That's pretty good.
Look at that.
Hey, you can win some bets.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
He said he square-toed shoe, his was way too big. What he had to get a lot bigger shoe because of that toe.
Yeah.
did kick. I remember him kicking.
Yes, he kicked.
And then you'd be quarterback?
I'd receiver.
So receiver. But then you had to kick and then kick off. Mm-hmm. And then play defense.
Play defense, punted.
Where did you play defense at?
Safety.
Safety. Mm-hmm. You ever felt like for that play?
Would they let you come out after a kickoff for a play to change your shoe, or did you have to change it? and be back in
there. Threw it out there. Yeah. And people that were trying to go faster would be sitting there trying to run the play
before he's ready.
Try to run a receiver through where he's at because he's out trying to get his shoe right and get it on.
Going fast wasn't a thing when I played.
No, it wasn't really. Not like it is nowadays. So you schedule this week, Coach, for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You got what you got?
We have Benjamin Russell tonight at home, Cleburne County, our in-school game.
1 o'clock tomorrow.
1 o'clock tomorrow, and then Thursday, senior night at home against Wadley.
Okay,
home. Mm-hmm. How's Wadley in basketball this time?
They're good. They're like
all our kids,
13-2. Well, like that.
So they got some height and athleticism.
You know, Wadley's boy, they'll flare up. Have them 4 or 5 really good years.
Is the kid what's the guy that signed with Auburn?
Wilkes.
Is he
already gone to Auburn? Yeah, he's already there.
Yeah, he went ahead and made that choice.
He's at the early enrollment.
That makes a difference in him.
Early enrollment.
Even though they're still winning because you got Frisco.
Morning,
Frisco.
Character. There's our man, Character, rolling through.
Is he a two guard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I, for looking back as you when you get older, I really hate, and I know it's today's time, but kids miss their last
the second semester. Yes, I don't like it.
I don't like it. I don't think
to miss that part of your senior year.
And you can catch up on what defense they're the same coordinator might not even be there when you get to the season. You know, but
even in the college ranks in football, I mean, the springtime is teaching you how they block and tackle. I mean, really, I mean, it's very little.
Just hate. For those schemes, kids, you know, they miss that graduation and basketball.
You can't ever get it back.
Can't get it back.
No. I mean, you miss so much. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like them going early.
You can leave. You can play your last high school football game, and in just a couple weeks, you're at a bowl practice.
Right.
In a state championship with the Georgia kids this year in their state championship.
Oh, yeah, some were leaving the day after.
They left the day after and was already gone.
I'm going to say, if we just sat down and started talking about things we didn't like about the NCAA and football right now, we could
sit
here for
a long day.
It'd be a whole morning itself.
We'd be here all day.
Well, those kids, if they make the change and say that we need to go, let them go in the summer, do away with spring, and start in the summer and have OTAs all summer long, and let them do that, then the kid don't have to leave early.
That's right.
Because those coaches, I mean, people can blame the kid, and I have in my – I'll be the first to notice. I said, you don't need to go. You're letting your guys down. You're leaving your boys, you know, whatever. And he's like, I mean, nowadays I said, son, I mean, if you're going to play here, you need to come now. Especially if he's going to be a guy that's going to play on Saturday early, like as a freshman. Right. And that would be the guy on the high school team that's probably one of your best basketball players.
Yeah.
Or track and field.
But, you know, after reading and listening to podcasts and coaches talk, normally – your really good teams, their defenses and offenses are really not that complicated.
Oh yeah,
no,
I mean, they let them. I mean, they got to play instead of think.
Right.
You know,
yeah. So, here's a great.
I mean, really, what are they? Yeah,
what are you gaining?
Leaving.
Yeah.
Did you see last night when you watched? If you watched Indiana, of course they are RPO, and that's deep within itself. But there was very few formations. Run. You almost thought, well, they're almost an eye. They got a wing. I mean, they're not, but I'm just saying they were very few more formations because of what they do in their scheme of the RPO. There's so much you can do out of that once the ball snap. But, no, it's a
– one thing that I've noticed about Indiana, just watching them, apart from their offensive line, they very rarely check out of a play that they break the huddle with or that they come in the game with.
Because they got a
very rarely.
Because of the RPO schemes.
Yeah. Now, they're probably bringing in 2 or 3 at a time. That's just the nature of it right now. But but very rarely do you see Mendoza walk up to the line of scrimmage and make some type of adjustment, a long adjustment. Now, he may go out and call a coverage or two. But
Lane, that's, you know, when Alabama was at their heyday, I guess, when Lane Kiffin there and Sarkisian, that's what they did. Run some RPO. Well, it became a PRO. Pass run option.
Yeah.
But still, it was all built into that. You may think, well, we ain't changed plays 10 times. Well, no, they got 3 built in once the ball snapped. Where are they going to go with it?
But that just goes to Josh's point. I mean, the more simple that you can be,
yes,
especially on the offensive side, the better you are normally.
How many plays do you have in basketball, Coach? Offensive plays?
You know, speaking back to that, just I try to make things as simple as we can. So, you know, just a man-to-man offense, we've got our, you know, our base play that we run. But what I try to do off of that play, come up with set plays to get the ball inside, get a three-point shot. I mean, just different plays, I would say about four.
Yeah.
You know, people always talk about when they say football, they say, well, you got to win in a kicking game, you got to win on offense and defense, all that stuff. How much do you spend on the special parts of the game, inbounds plays and that kind of stuff?
We try to spend, you know, a short period each practice going over that, especially your baseline inbounds defense. Mm-hmm. Somebody can steal 4 or 6 points a game, and you know, that you don't think that's a lot, but
it is when you get beat by one.
It is.
Beat by two, especially late in the game. And you got late in the game, you're in foul trouble and you got guys in there that normally don't play, and that's where sometimes coaches miss out. And we got it all covered today. But I didn't cover it with that guy. He's my sophomore that hadn't played tonight.
When a team's playing you man-to-man, do your guys know what to go into, or are you calling something from the sideline?
I don't know. If I don't call anything, we're just
– They just know what to
– Basic motion offense.
Yeah. They just kind of know where to go.
That's right.
Had you rather play against a zone or a man-to-man?
Man-to-man.
No doubt.
Yeah. Do you play much zone?
No, I wouldn't play any zone.
Do you play – you don't play any? Do you ever practice any? Any zone at all?
Sometimes. Late in the season when our JV's not there, if we're facing a zone, you know, the scout team will run it somewhat. Right. But, I mean, you know, that's one of those things. I know how to beat it, but as far as teaching it, I didn't do it. You know, I wasn't taught a whole lot in high school how to run a zone.
Right.
I just, you know, never cared a whole lot about it, because if you play a man the right way, I mean, it is a zone.
Right.
You know, because when you say man to man, it's not – rec league ball
where you're running
upward ball where they all got the same
wristband
on and you can't guard anybody else. You know, that's not what a man
midline ball line, C man, C ball, all that.
It's kind of like playing football in the secondary. They call it matching up. You're basically doing the same thing.
That's right.
Just because he goes there may not mean I stay with him.
Again, get good at something. Get really good at one thing. If we're going from a 2-3 zone to full court press to a half court man, I mean, you know, you can't be good at all.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
You can't, So we try to master our – and we got different ways we run our man. You know, we can press you, we can trap you, we can sit back in the half court. But the principles are pretty much all the same.
Right. Thanks for coming in and sharing a little with us this morning, Coach.
You're welcome.
We're going to step away. We're going to take a little break. We're winding things down, headed toward 8 o'clock. During the Young's Drugstore Hour of Coach and Friends, Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
Presented by Benefield Funeral Home and Clay County Public Golf Course.
Hey folks, Bill Bubba Bussey here, and this ain't your average morning show. We're talking life, laughs, and a little bit of ball with Coach and the Gang. It's Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Everybody we ask listens to one radio station.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
So what's your favorite station?
Considering metal roofing for your next project? A&E Metal Roofing Supply can help. The official metal roofing supplier of Classic Country Mornings. Online at aemetalroofing.com.
7:49 on this Tuesday morning, a short Tuesday. Coach and Friends, Heron, Short, Johnson, you. We thank Coach Josh Giddens for stopping by and sharing a little time with us this morning. We are at 29.9 degrees outside our First Bank Alabama studios as Coach and Friends winding down the Young's Drugstore Hour of Coach and Friends, part of your Classic Country morning. And Coach Giddens got three home games tonight. Got Benjamin Russell tonight, Cleburne County tomorrow, the day game at 1 o'clock, and then Wadley on Thursday night. So three games, three days in a row of some volunteer basketball.
All at home.
All at home, right there on the campus of Central High School of Clay County.
Stop by and check them out if you hadn't seen them yet.
Absolutely.
Getting close.
Good stuff. Coach, we got friends all up and down the highways, even on Highway 77.
Oh, yes, we do. You can get to it pretty quick. Bucks Island in Southside, Alabama, is the region's premier destination for boating enthusiasts, providing new and used boating options along with a full-line service department for repairs and maintenance. Bucks Island is located at 4500 Highway 77 South in Southside. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to 12. Online at bucksisland.com or by phone at 1-800-I'M-READY. Bucks Island is the official marine dealership of Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
We are at 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock on this short Tuesday. You guys, I know Short's a deer hunter. Johnson, you hunt, you're a deer hunter?
Yes, sir.
I got a good friend of mine, was out yesterday morning, and out there a little before daylight. He's had his cameras out. He knew this deer was in there. He's been after him for a while. And he got a shot at him yesterday morning.
He got a shot. This does not sound like it's going good.
It
don't
sound like it, Coach.
Well, he took his shot about 25 yards.
Wow.
With a gun.
Shotgun slug.
Okay. Got you.
Takes his shot, sees the fur fly, takes a second shot, sees more fur fly.
Oh, okay. We're on the right track.
But it's going away from him still. And it's kind of out of his view there. But he knows, he goes down to where it was at. He sees evidence, sees some fur, white some
fur,
blood.
White fur?
Well.
I hope not.
No.
Low.
No. Okay.
Yes, he thinks he's done what he needed to do from his shot.
Okay.
So he's trailing. And he's along a creek bank, going along a creek. And he loses the trail. He loses.
Yeah.
So he goes and he's got access to some dogs.
Look in the water.
Okay.
So he goes and gets with his buddy. He gets a dog on the trail. Mm-hmm. They trail up the creek bank along the, and the dog's on it about 2 miles.
Wow.
They've walked and they lose the trail. The dog loses it. And they're never able to come across it. And it stayed out there a good portion of the day yesterday.
Yeah. Deer are unbelievably strong. I mean, they're resilient.
Because they're tough.
I mean, they can claw. Like, the first thing I thought of, you get in that creek, is somewhere up in there, he's going to get in the water and climb up under. I've seen him climb up under banks, and you can't see him.
Right.
You know when you finally see him? When some coyote or something drug him out 6 weeks later, pulled him on out into the creek and found it.
Yeah.
Because cold water, if it's a cold creek and you got this time of the winter, a lot of times it'll preserve, you know, a lot better. It ain't like you go eat it, but I've seen deer do so much.
One of the game wardens up in Kentucky told us one time that they estimate the deer can walk between 5 to 7 miles a day during rut.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. During rut, yep. That's why when rut's over,
mm-hmm,
and you go back and check your cameras,
mm-hmm,
you know, and you tagged a certain deer or whatever, you named them or whatever, you've, mm-hmm, seen them a lot.
Right.
But you go back and look at cameras, and that deer, it looks like he's starving to death.
Yeah.
You know, he's run down. He's
wore out. Yeah.
Wore out. Yeah, he's wore out.
On some of these cameras, my buddy has shown me some photos, and he's had one with an odd antlers.
Yeah.
The left antler is just four points. You know, just normal, traditional look, you know. The right antler is one tine straight up out of his straight up out of the head.
There's a reason for that.
He's injured on the one side of his body somewhere. Yeah. He's gotten injured. It maybe been right while they was developing his horns. Yep. Most time it happens.
It's just that's a very odd look.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I had one that looked like handlebars come straight out.
Really?
It comes straight out like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Golly. And he right in the middle, he had not a nub, but it like another crown has started. But nothing come out of us. If it did, that would have been a unicorn.
Yeah.
I could have had him. Mm-hmm. Handlebar. I've seen some weird horns.
I think you need to get, speaking of hunting,
mm-hmm,
and listening to Taylor on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we need to figure out a way to get a live stream camera on them when they go turkey hunting the first time.
him and Hunters.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that first turkey hunt of that Wednesday. Yeah, that's the plan. They're going to be out there that first morning. Yeah, it's in March. It's not far off.
Yeah, go live.
They're going to be out there.
Listen to them.
You got to be quiet. You got to be quiet turkey hunting.
Coach, you got to be still.
Still and quiet.
Yeah.
I've been a few times, and it's hard for me to be that quiet and that still for long.
And if you get with a good turkey hunter, you better get some good soles in your shoes. because they're going to walk. They're going to walk.
They're going in there.
Long way.
Yeah.
They know no boundaries.
That's right.
They know no property boundaries.
Oh, there ain't any in turkey hunting codes.
No, it's what Ron Waters has told me many a times. Hey, coach, you got any turkeys up there?
Yeah.
I ain't seen any, Ron. I thought you told so-and-so over there that you had some. I said, was you listening? He said, yeah. You learned as a turkey hunter, you listen to stuff like that. Now, exactly where you at on 431 or wherever over right. there? I said, I'm not telling you.
Do you see many turkey deer hunting?
Yeah.
In some places. I mean, some more places, than others,
you
know, I know.
Yeah, some places.
Some more than others.
Because all your, they're kind of like deer, you know, bucks stick together until they go in a rut, and then they fight and break up. And, you know, those toms are the same way. You find them in groups. You don't see them mixed this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
I got a group of 10 that just like brothers. They hang out with each other. And, you know, before long, they'll be pecking each other in the head.
Right.
Fighting with their wings. Their claws, whatever you want to call them.
I'd much rather turkey hunt, though, than I would deer hunt.
Really?
Man, I would much rather turkey hunt than deer.
Are you good at calling?
I've gotten better. I'm not good at it, but
it takes patience. It does take patience, but at least in turkey hunting, you can be on the move and you're actually moving a little bit instead of just sitting there and not moving. You know, all you do is just look to your right and look to your left.
Are you a mouth caller, slate, or box?
I use a slate call code.
Okay.
I don't do the mouth call. I can use the mouth call.
Scratch that thing a little.
Yeah. I can use the mouth call enough, like if when the turkey starts coming in, you know, and you're getting ready to shoot, you know, you obviously have to put the slate or the box call away.
Mm-hmm.
But I can do enough to keep that turkey interested.
Right.
To get him interested, probably not, but to keep him interested, but there's a lot of really good callers.
Oh, there
around
are.
Here.
Yeah,
around here.
I yes, mean, yes.
Good callers around here.
Yeah, this part
What's
of
your
the state.
Call. Or what company? I guess you'd say.
Oh, without a doubt, the guys in Heflin.
Woodhaven.
Yeah,
Pentecost. I mean,
Mike is.
He's one of the best in the world. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
he's
top
got
of
some
line.
Of the top of the line callers too with him that work for him.
It's convenient too if you need to go, you can go there and pick one up at his shop rather than go to, you know, Bass Pro Shop
or somewhere,
whatever.
Cabela's, because he's actually sold to them.
Right.
Now.
Mike's all over the place. Yeah, Pentecost.
Yeah, this time
all
of
over
year.
The place. Yeah.
Yeah, I got one son that what do you call it? Didn't go to school. He does virtual and whatever because he's always turkey hunting.
Yeah.
He's traveling with his daddy turkey.
Can you do any turkey calling just with your mouth?
I can't, no. I mean, I got guys.
Other than the hoot owl, locator.
That's early morning.
Early morning, yeah.
Early morning.
Yep. Just as the sun's starting to kind of brighten the sky up a little bit. Yeah.
I mean, you go out when it like saying, whoop, whoop. I mean, you can do an owl. Whoop, whoop.
There they'll go.
If they're on it, they'll.
Yes.
They'll bust it off.
You know, you got a good
chance. Hey, it'll bring chills.
It will. Yes. I've heard it a few times.
Especially if you're close. And if you get with those guys that really know what they're doing, a good friend of mine that coached forever, he's finally retired, And he was he used to guide for Pat Dye.
Oh, wow.
Pat Dye's turkey hunting
guy. And then Notasoga.
Yes, and he guided for him. And Tony's now, as he's retired, he's been making calls. Now he's starting to make his own. And he said, look, to make money, you got to get into the slate to make a lot of money. And he's starting to do that. But, golly, he can with his mouth just be sitting around. I'm going, golly, it sounds just like a turkey.
I went with a guy last summer to Maine hunting in May. Coach, he was phenomenal. Purring. He could purr. I mean, it just.
Do it all.
Oh, purr. You know, just.
We're going to guide ourselves right into 8 o'clock, just seconds away. Johnson, thanks for coming in. Brandon Johnson with us this morning.
Been fun.
Sitting in with us. Appreciate you coming in here.
Good work.
Go get them. Go give them a good 8, 6, 8, 10, whatever you need to today. We're going to step away. We're going to regroup, rehydrate. We'll be coming at you low and hard from the three-point stance on the other side of 8 o'clock. Our Classic Country mornings continue on Classic Country 90.9 and your FM radio, your mobile device with your Radio Alabama app, online at classiccountry909.org. Video feed there. Also, Facebook, Classic Country 90.9. However you spend your morning with us, we love spending ours with you. We're coming at you the other side of 8 as Classic Country Mornings continue on Classic Country 90.9.